Congressman Tim Walberg. Good morning, Tim.
Well, good morning and happy 4th to all of the rest of you, too. And I think a proud 4th. We're still Americans. It's our Independence Day weekend, and we'll enjoy it for all that it is.
Pure Michigan weekend, it would appear.
It looks that way. I mean, this is what I tell my friends in Washington when they're complaining about all the humidity and the heat. And I say, you know, we have some of that in Michigan summer, but relatively few days of it. The rest of it is this unbelievable mid-70s, high-70s, sunny, blue skies, and not a lot of humidity. So this is one of those, and it's glad we hit it the weekend.
Yeah, we had, of course, last week, the bad flooding in Detroit, and I think that actually struck part of your area heading down toward Monroe.
Right, and of course, we've had tornadoes all across this part of the state, from Coldwater to Dundee, to Riga. We had all that weather, and I hope we're past it now. We can see the crops grow, and as they start to move toward fall and harvest season, we're going to have another good harvest. So it is what it is. We can't control nature, but we can benefit by using it as well as possible.
Emergency relief, will that be available or necessary from the government for some of these people?
Yeah. And the governor has made that request to the federal government to get relief and disaster assistance that will go on. I don't doubt that it will come, especially with the type of impact that we saw when you have 7 inches of rain in some places, 5.5 inches, and just can't keep up with it. That's a challenge. People never having water in their basements of any significant nature, having a foot and a half, 2 feet in their basements, that's a real problem. Then, of course, tornadoes that fell down on that as well. So I think we'll have that. Certainly we've given it to other parts of the nation on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. When we need it, it ought to be there as well.
Of course, we've been talking about infrastructure. Our infrastructure numbers here with bridges and roads are not very good. The national numbers that rate those things here in Michigan.
Yeah, well, we hope that the governor can fix the darn roads as she wanted to do, and with this administration be able to get appropriate priorities for Michigan, like you'd look at other states. I just wish that in the halls of Congress we would actually look at true infrastructure packages as opposed to what we voted on yesterday that had some infrastructure in it, but primarily cultural, social change issues. You had money for the arts in there, and I'm not opposed to arts, but that ought to be an appropriate project. I don't think that's supposed to be in an infrastructure bill, especially when we only have limited dollars. We've spent money like crazy. Trillions of dollars we're adding to our debt, and there's no end in sight from appearance to what Speaker Pelosi and the Democrats want to do. And we used to say that it would be our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids that would have to pay this deficit and debt off. But right now, it's us. We're paying it with inflation going up. Just look at the price of the pumps or go to the grocery store and see the changes that are going on there, meat, et cetera. We're seeing it impact us. And there's a reason that's happening. And it's not because the federal government and state governments are doing the right thing with expenditures. It's the fact of saying we don't need to worry about money. We just print it. And that's not the way to do it. So I hope we get back to the point of saying let's agree on what is necessary, set the priorities, and know that some of the things are going to be left off till a later time. But let's do what's right for both now and the future. And in the end, we'll get back to having all of the resources that we need. If we don't do it, China will surpass us. The dollar will be placed by the yuan, and that's not a good thing. I don't think the world wants to see that. I think they're concerned with what's going on in America right now as well.
So anything special this weekend, Tim?
Well, just celebrating as a good American, enjoying the fact that in our local communities there are parades happening again. And thought I'd never say that. I do so many parades during the summer that sometimes you kind of get tired of dressing up and getting the truck ready and all of that for the parade. But having not had it the last 15 months, it's good to think that there will be festivals. People will line up at the lakes and watch the fireworks together. Families will do that. We see the COVID numbers going down drastically. The vaccines are working, or the immunities that have come from people have had it. So we're starting to feel that we're back into what America is. And so let's not screw it up with what government does wrongly. Let's do the right thing.
Area Congressman Tim Walberg. Tim, appreciate the visit as always.
Thanks so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful 4th of July weekend with your family and friends, and we'll talk to you down the road.
You too.